As far as like live audiences, what's your 2020 been like performing?
I played at a with the Cut and Jesse's. We did the we played at the Pavilion downtown, like in August, and that was cool because it was just, you know, us two, and we're kind of, I guess, you know how you have the quarantine friend, you know, you know, every, you know what you're doing. And so it was cool doing that. Nobody was really around, you know, playing Pavilions and stuff. But like, other than that, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing.
Really? Like just for Pep Talk or for Cut and Jesse's or for both?
For both, you know, just whatever, you know, whatever has come to my mind. Doing that, just trying to get better, you know. You always, as a musician, you're always trying to get better. You know, there's, you can't get it, you know, you always have to do your chops and make sure you're getting good and not regressing.
Can you play pretty much any stringed instrument to some degree?
I can't bow. Like, I find that to be the most foreign thing in the world to me. I've tried. I sound like a dying cat every time I do it. It's not, I tip my hat off to people like Josh Coffey and, you know, Olivia Looper and all those people that are just fantastic with the bow and stuff. I can't do it, man.
So what's the hardest transition from one instrument to another? Is it like guitar to banjo, or is it mandolin to bass? I mean, what's the hardest leap, especially in concert?
Probably from guitar to banjo, just because it's a whole different type of technique. I like to do a lot of finger picking on the guitar, but with the banjo, it's more, it's just different. You know, playing with the picks too. I don't play with finger picks on the guitar. Going to the banjo, it's a different feel. You got to take your, you know, keep your hand at a different position. So that's always weird to me. And also going to piano from the guitar, like trying to play that live, if I ever have to, I always mess up. Like, it doesn't matter how much I practice, I'm always messing up when I play the piano. So I feel like I need to like not play the piano sometimes.
I've known you for several years, and I've watched you perform in many different like arrangements, solo, with Leonard the Band, and now you're in Cut and Jesse's and Pep Talk. Are you just musically restless? Is it that your songwriting is so diverse that it can't fit in the constraints of one band or one type of group? I mean, why do you keep jumping around and playing all these different groups?
I just love playing with people. When I was in the Navy, I didn't really play with anybody in the Navy. And whenever I got out, I saw Leonard, you know, the band, and Red Ember were like the first bands I ever watched. And I was like, man, I can play music here. You know, I can play music with somebody. And a lot of it too is I listen to so much different music and have so many different influences that like one day I'll be like, hey, I want to write a, you know, folky tune. You know, this might sound good solo or with the Jesse's, or I want to write a nice rock tune. You know, this might sound good with, you know, this new band that I've, you know, that I've put together. And yeah, I don't know. It's just whatever I'm feeling. I have no, you know, it's all just kind of what feels right, I guess.
So is the Cut and Jesse's and Steven, is he your longest running like collaborator?
Yeah. Me and Steven have been friends since seventh grade. And he started playing guitar in high school, and I always kind of helped him, or I kind of helped him, you know, learn how to, you know, do chords and sing and play at the same time. And we were both in the Navy together, and he got out a year before I did, but whenever we both moved home at the same time, we were really big into the Avett Brothers. That was kind of whenever the Avett Brothers started blowing up a little bit, and that's when I bought the banjo. And so we decided to kind of go that route, and it just kind of stuck, kind of poppy, folky, you know, with the banjo, and just kind of like to have fun and get loud, and, you know, with two people, as loud as you can, you know.
And did the two of you both kind of write songs? How does that work
with the Cut and Jesse's? It's real 50-50. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the songs he writes, you know, he'll sing it, and the ones I write, I'll sing it. And yeah, he'll come, dude, I wrote this new song, man, you gotta check it out. I'm like, cool. And then, you know, we'll jam it and turn it into a tune, you know, and kind of same with me. Yeah, we both definitely 50-50 on that one.
And so when you're starting a song, do you know pretty quickly, oh, this is going to be some solo thing or for a rock project, or this is going to be pep talk, or this sounds like a Cut and Jesse song?
Recently, I've been playing with a lot of pedals and, you know, stuff like that with my electric. And a lot of those are really turning into the pep talk tunes. With the Cut and Jesse's, we just kind of like to keep it, you know, four on the floor, you know, just kind of real simple, nice pop tunes, you know, that have a good melody to it. And with pep talk, I feel like we can be a little bit more, I can be a little bit more expansive with my creativity. I can do different, like, do more jazzy stuff, like with different, like, kind of jazz progression chords, and be a little bit more progressive with the, with pep talk.
The only thing I've seen from Pep Talk is what you did for Stage Sessions. I didn't even know that you had formed this group. So how did that go about happening?
Well, so I recorded a solo EP and with Shelby Preckless over at Loud and Clear. And I started that back in 2018. I had this like vision of a, you know, release, and, you know, wanted to get the solo thing happening. And then once it was finally done, that's when COVID hit, and I had the, you know, I had release dates, and I had, you know, shows that we were going to play, or, you know, and, they all got canceled, and I had the band behind me, which is, you know, you got Jacob McCallan and, the Banks Brothers and, Zach Winding from Leonard the Band and, on keys. And we had that band behind me, and so yeah, they got canceled. And then Todd Birdsong contacted me about the Jesse's, and at first I wasn't sure the Jesse's could do it because of scheduling conflicts. So I had told him that you know, I have this band and I've been trying to release this EP for the longest time, if you would be willing to take a chance, you know, and have us you know, perform there. That would be awesome. It'd be, you know, it'd be the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, Todd being the nicest person one of the nicest people I've ever met, he took a chance, you know, and he really enjoyed it. And then we found he was like, oh, by the way, I got this other date. You think the Jesse's could do it still? And I was like, absolutely. Yeah. I finally can play two shows during all this.
A lot of people I've spoken to have said that one of the positive aspects of this year has been that they've been able to spend so much time writing, and they produce so much more music maybe than they've ever produced in a year before. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah. I've done some, well, it's not only just like the writing, it's finding, you have the time now to like sit back and like, listen, you know, too, finding new music out there. And, like I really, and then, you know, going back and, you know, really diving into some old stuff you never thought you'd get into. Like, I've always liked I've always liked Steely Dan, but I love Steely Dan because like, I finally like got to sit down and like really listen. And I was like, oh, this is great. You know? And, you know, and finding new inspiration with that. And so you get to the writing desk and, you know, and that's when it's kind of like you start doing things you never thought you, would do. You know, whenever you're kind of in this situation where you're not really leaving the house, and you know, you're trying to find things to keep your, not only your musical chops down, but your brain healthy too, because that's what kind of music does to musicians. And that's definitely a thing.
Well, is there anything we haven't talked about that you want listeners to know about upcoming projects or anything else going on in your world?
I just released my EP finally on all the streaming stuff out there. It's on Spotify. It's under the Luke Taylor EP. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, Google, SoundCloud, YouTube, all of it. So you can go out there and check it out. Hopefully after this is all done, you know, and we can start getting back to playing, I want to get some shows going. I want to, you know, hopefully get some charity shows going, you know, and get everybody out and playing music again, you know, get the scene going back.